Before I start the podcast, I'd like to thank everyone that came to the LA Theater Bites OCR Awards and supported the event at the No Square Theater in Laguna Beach. 10%, as well as the funds from the bar, went directly back to the theater. Thank you, No Square Theater, for supporting the awards. And if you're in Laguna Beach, don't forget to check out No Square Theater, that has been producing in the South Orange County area for decades. If you are a small to mid-sized theater interested in hosting the awards next year, contact us through the website. Now on to the review. I'm LA Theater Bites. You're listening to LA Theater Bites podcast of the world premiere of Little Boy, Little Man at the Geffen Playhouse, October 1st through November 2nd, 2025. A funny toe-tapping two-hander with a lot of moxie and a beautiful representation of the importance of identity and family. The show starts with an impassioned bass and drum presentation. Dee Simone on the drums, the music director, and Tanya Sweets on the bass. Hip-hop sounding drums and funky bass in the smaller stage area in the Audrey Skirball Kenneth Theater. It's to the left once you enter the Geffen. If you get there early, one of the most beautiful courtyards in LA, worth chilling out. Maybe grabbing a coffee and then mosey on to your way to the theater. This world premiere production, Little Boy, Little Man, is, as I mentioned before, a two-hander dramatic comedy about Nicaraguan brothers. Younger brother Fido, played by Marlon Vargas, and Bastion, played by Alex Fernandez, who for some reason reminds me of Dominic West from The Wire. You're not going to be able to not see that now. So, there that is. These actors also play other characters in the production as well. Fido is free-spirited, a poet and a dreamer, and Bastion is a telemarketer and a very straightforward, business-like person. While they clash in mentality, their connection as a family and a culture brings them together. We watch as they live their lives and debate about living and trying to survive and thrive in America. The show goes from dramatic moments between brothers, poetic spoken word raps, and sequences that could have been in a music video, cleverly backed with the bass and drums at the most appropriate moments. Highly engaging, funny, and most definitely relatable to anyone who's tried to make it doing something they love and were told that was not responsible. Or the urge to try to change yourself when you don't fit in somewhere, how these things not only permeate life, but also family. While the set design isn't so elegant, the black lifted stage for the bass and the drums, the lighting, and the well-placed couch are more than enough for this particular production. A clean 90-minute show that flies by with no intermission, Hernandez and Vargas give a very nuanced and compassionate form of brotherly love that really brings the show together. For those looking for something a little more modern, funny, and full of life with a message, I highly recommend Little Boy, Little Man. I give Little Boy, Little Man at the Geffen Playhouse an 8.9 out of 10. It's an excellent show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater Bites.